Hear now from the word of the Lord, as it is written in the Gospel of Mark, a portion of chapter 14. And as they ate, Jesus, taking bread, having blessed it, broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And taking the cup, when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank out of it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many. Amen, I say to you, I will drink no more of the produce of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in his second coming, in the work True Christian Religion, passage 716. In the Holy Supper, the Lord is wholly present with the whole of his redemption. It is evident from the Lord's very words that he is wholly present in the Holy Supper, in respect both to his glorified human and the divine from which the human proceeded. That his human is present in the Holy Supper is clear from the following, in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, where it says, "Jesus took bread and broke, and gave to the disciples and said, 'This is my body.' And he took the cup and gave them, saying, 'This is my blood.'" And in the Gospel of John, where it says, "I am the bread of life. If anyone eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh. Amen, amen, I say unto you, he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and abideth in me, and I in him." From these words, it is plainly evident that the Lord, in respect to his glorified human, is in the Holy Supper. That he is also wholly present in it in respect to his divine from which his human proceeded is evident from the statement in John that he is the bread of life that cometh down out of heaven. He came down out of heaven with the divine, as written in John, where it says, "The Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by him, and the Word was made flesh." And further, that he and the Father are one, that all things belonging to the Father are his, and that he is in the Father, and the Father in him. Moreover, his divine can no more be separated from his human than the soul can be separated from the body. So when it says that the Lord, in respect to his human, is wholly present in the Holy Supper, it follows that his divine, from which was the human, is there along with it. Since then his flesh signifies the divine good of his love, and his blood the divine truth of his wisdom, it is clear that the whole of the Lord is omnipresent in the Holy Supper in respect to both his divine and his glorified human. Consequently, that the Holy Supper is a spiritual eating. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.